is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here with you this morning. Nick McNamara on the other side producing things for us. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about a lot of different things here. We've got NBAF guests coming in later in the show here, but our first two segments will feature some guests from Fort Riley as we talk to Fort Riley once a month here on the program. Joining us today in studio, we'll just go from my left to my right here. We've got Sergeant First Class Jennifer Champagne. She'll be previewing the upcoming 1st Infantry Division pop concert at Fort Riley Summerfest, which is later today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And also in studio, joining me, we have Kylie DeBita, Directorate of Family Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. She'll be talking today about the Prairie Run at Fort Riley coming up later this month. Thanks for being here.
No problem.
And we've also got Hope Jackson, who's the also a Directorate of, correct?
Special Events.
Special Events, okay. Well, thanks for being here. And she's going to be actually previewing another event coming up, the Soapbox Derby in August.
Yes.
Okay, thanks guys for all being here. Let's start with you first, Kylie. Let's talk a little bit about this upcoming event. It's happening July 27th, the Prairie Run.
Yes, it's our 34th annual 10-5-2 Prairie Run, and it's a 10, 5, and 2-mile race. It kicks off at 7 o'clock with the 10 and 5-mile race, and then at 7:10, the 2-mile race will start.
Okay, and who's able to participate in these races?
Anyone that can get on post. If you can get on post, you can come and participate.
So you don't have to be active duty to participate?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Nope.
How is it connected to the Army 10-miler in the fall?
So this is a qualifier for the Army 10-miler that Fort Riley sends a team to Washington, D.C. for. They'll take the top times for the 10-mile and collect a team, and then we will send them to Washington, D.C. in October.
Okay. Are there prizes for the event here?
So there's first, second, and third place for each race for each gender, for male and female.
Okay. And I'm guessing you're participating in some aspect, maybe?
I will be out there giving all the announcements and awards and prizes and handing out water. That's my job.
Okay. Okay. Have you participated in the past?
I have not. Okay. Not quite the runner.
All right. Well, that's okay. Well, as far as people who come out, can they bring strollers or pets?
So for the 2-mile run, you could have strollers, but we are not allowing pets for any of the races. So two miles is more of the fun run. The 5 and the 10-mile is more competitive, so we don't allow strollers or anything like that.
All right. So leave those at home.
Yes, please.
As far as the course, can you kind of describe what the course will be?
So it starts on Main Post at King Field House and goes out on Huebner Road out to the Ogden Gate. That's the 5-mile point, and then they turn around and come back all the way back to King Field House. And so obviously the 2-mile goes out for 1 mile, turns around and comes back, and then the 5-mile goes out to the 2.5-mile mark and then turns around and comes back.
Okay.
And it is professionally timed by Manhattan Running Company as well.
And that's important, I guess, because that way you keep track of everybody. And everybody probably always likes to know their times when they finish.
Absolutely.
As far as registration, is that open now, or how's that work?
Yeah, so you can go to Riley MWR online, and then it'll give you a link to ChronoTrack to sign up. And if you decide at last minute you want to run, you can always show up that day and sign up on site also.
Okay. So what is there like a cost for that here?
Yep. It's $25, the 10th through the 26th, and then on site is $25 as well.
Okay. Well, that's not a bad little deal there.
Yeah.
And what time do the races begin?
7 o'clock is the 10-mile and 5-mile, and then at 7:10, the 2-mile will go out.
Okay. And you mentioned you're going to be out there serving refreshments here. We have water along the race route as well?
We have it at the start and finish line, and then we have it at every mile marker as well out on the race.
Okay. Good stuff. And as far as maybe those who are not Department of Defense ID card holders, what's the process for them attending this?
So if they've pre-registered, we prefer they go to the visitor center and get their pass to get on post and come through the Henry Gate. If they decide they want to show up the day of and run, we'll have somebody stationed at the Henry Airfield Gate, and they'll be in the far right lane, and they will tell them they're here for the 10-5-2, and they can come on and come race without having to get a pass. But we prefer if you're off post, you go to the visitor center and get your pass first.
Okay. Sounds good. As far as more information, is there a website or a Facebook page they can find more?
Fort Riley MWR on Facebook or RileyMWR.com.
Okay. And that is coming up July 27th. You said it begins at 7 a.m.?
Yep.
Okay. We'll be looking forward to that. It's the 34th annual 10-5-2 Prairie Run, July 27th. Again, a 10-mile, 5-mile, and 2-mile run happening that day. Let's switch gears a little bit. We'll talk a little bit to Hope Jackson. She's going to be previewing the Soapbox Derby coming up August 10th?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more about this.
So this is the first annual Fort Riley Soapbox Derby. We call it the Riley Rascal Derby Race. It's going to be down in Camp Funston, which is on the east side of Post, if you're not familiar where Camp Funston is. The racetrack will be on Buffalo Soldier Road. So also, I guess, if you don't really know what a derby race is, it is a motorless-powered car, or something that resembles a car that you build, and it's powered by gravity.
Okay. A lot of kids like to participate in this kind of thing. Is this aimed towards kids or is it all grown-ups too?
All ages. So we do have a kids division that's 7 to 12. Teens are 13 to 17, and then adults are 18 plus.
Okay. And I'm assuming like the last event, this is also open to the public?
Yeah. So anyone could come to this event. If you're coming from off post, just stop by the visitor center to get a pass.
Okay. It's always neat when you have these events there on post. Where did the idea come about for having a soapbox derby?
So we actually are doing a carport boat race the weekend after, and that kind of inspired us to do like a DIY series, something else, or we kind of was thinking about something else that people could build and then, kind of race competitively. So that's kind of where the idea came from.
Okay. Sounds like fun. And as far as, a lot of people, they like to get creative when they build these cars here, but they should also know maybe there might be some restrictions.
Yes. So we do say that the car has to be, I think it's like 4 feet wide by 8 feet long. You do have to wear a helmet, and we also recommend long pants, closed shoes, and then iPro just, for extra safety. And then you can use metal to build your car if you don't want to use wood, but just make sure that the hems are, or the edges of the metal are hemmed down.
Okay. As far as if people need some advice on how to build a car, maybe they're not sure how to do that, do you guys have information available for that?
So there's actually a couple of websites, the nationalsoapboxderby.org. You can buy a kit from there, which will be like an official car. If you're trying to do it on a budget, you could also look at WikiHow or Instructables. They have some budget-friendly car plans. And then also stop by AutoSkills. They'll be able to give you some advice on how to, build your car and how to make sure that you have proper brakes and steering in it as well.
All right. It probably doesn't take a lot to build a fancy car for this race here. I mean, you keep yourself to a nice budget and you probably have a decent opportunity to win this race.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good opportunity to race competitively or to enter the art division and create something that's kind of creative and funky.
And will you have, I mentioned prizes with the last thing. Will there be prizes available for people here?
Yes. So we will have medals and then a trophy for the overall winner. And then we'll also give out gift cards for the art competition.
Okay. That sounds like fun. As far as the course, what kind of hill are we talking about here?
So it's a pretty decent sized hill. It's about 0.25 miles all downhill. So you'll definitely pick up some speed.
All right. Yeah, that sounds like fun. This would be something that I would love to do. I think it'd be a lot of fun. As far as race day, what do people need to know as far as times of when to check in and all that stuff?
So registration opens, registration check-in, we do require that you pre-register by August 1st. So just make sure that you arrive by 8:30 to check in, and then we'll have a mandatory safety brief at 9:30.
Okay. And registration open now?
Yes,
people?
It's open now, so you can visit riley.armymwr.com to register.
Okay, and anything else we need to know about this Soapbox Derby?
It's pretty much it. Just make sure that if you are competing, to show up with your helmet, because you can't race without it, and then your car does have to have steering and brakes.
Okay, that's important, absolutely. You want to be able to stop and go.
Yep. No runaway cars.
Don't want that. All right. Again, August 10th is the first annual Soapbox Derby here, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Buffalo Soldier Road, on Camp Funston. All right. Well, it sounds like fun. Both events, again, coming up here, part of the Family Morale, Welfare, and Recreation Division here at Fort Riley. Guys, thank you so much for sharing this information, and hopefully you get some good turnout.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll come back after this. I'm going to preview a concert coming up here later tonight on News Radio KMAN. Stay tuned.